Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I know you're going to put the security fencing, so don't worry about that. Like, it's still staying in there. But I said it just really makes no rationale to me because you have a public lobby. So if I want to carry a bomb device in there, like, you're building in a lobby facility that's bigger than the decompression room and the pet room put together. And I'm assuming that's a open access public lobby. That's why you're saying you'd have blast doors and glass to get to the rest of the building.
So for context, this is Sam Parker, County Commissioner for District, I got to think here for a second, District 3? One, District 1. Three is James Calkins. Anyway, they were talking about the dispatch center for the new dispatch center to move dispatch, emergency dispatch, out of the emergency operations center into a separate building in the vicinity of $22, $24 million that they want to build. And he was raising questions about the level of security and whether a lot of the security was not more for psychological show than for real hardening. Because, for example, if you're going to have a public lobby, that's an opportunity for somebody to drop off a backpack bomb. Bollards might make sense. Fencing might make sense in some parts. But, you know, if the fence doesn't go around the whole thing and you can still see inside, again, is it consistent? And it seemed to me like his main argument was, we either ought to pony up a couple of more million to do real hardening, or spend less and have a facility that might be more vulnerable, but it's vulnerable anyway. And after all, we have angry people show up here at our commission meetings all the time. And, you know, so what? We just deal with that. We don't think about that. Something that has to be, you know, hardened particularly. The argument on the other side is, well, you know, look, it's the dispatch center. If a terrorist takes that out, they really cripple our ability to respond in some kind of a crisis or an emergency. Joining us now, Bob Johnson, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff, and I know he always has thoughts about these things. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good to have you. So I don't know if you had a chance to hear the conversation or hear about it, but the value, first of all, the folks who work 911 dispatch, the dispatchers, they are not your employees, right? They're county employees, right?
Right, but this is possibly going to be a consolidated dispatch, which means my dispatchers would go from the sheriff's office into that facility.
Ah, okay.
We haven't ironed everything out on that yet, but that's the general plan.
Okay, so everybody dispatching from the same location, which has obvious benefit, you know, for non-redundancy and communication. Your thoughts about this idea of how much to invest in security and whether some of the security seems more costly for show by a standard that maybe doesn't make sense, is Sam barking up a tree that is worth barking up here?
Well, I mean, it depends, and I haven't seen the plans for the front of the building. The lobby he's talking about, I mean, if it's got glass and stuff in front and you have to buzz yourself or get buzzed into the lobby, then it's fine. If it's just an open door and anybody can come into the lobby, yeah, there's an issue with that. I think the reason they have the fencing around the back is for employees, so employees can make it into the building that there's somebody out there wanting to assault them or whatever, or keep them from doing their job. They'll be in a fenced-in area where they can't get to. I think that's the reason behind that. But if they have the blast glass and everything up front and then a secure way into the building where, you know, you can look on a camera and go, okay, yeah, I know who that is, boop, and they come in, that would mitigate a lot of it.
Yeah, and I think I'm guessing that part of what he was asking was questions like, well, how secure are we going to make this? And the EOC, same thing, because I know when we enhanced the security at the W Street one here in Escambia County, they put up anti-personnel fencing. And I remember asking John Dosh at the time, you know, hey, why? And he's like, well, you know, riots. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess if the governor and the county commissioners are all, you know, in the bunker basically trying to run the county, you don't want to have 400 people be able to show up and overrun them. I could see value in that. How much security do you think about for the dispatch center compared to the EOC?
You know, like you said earlier, you think about it. If you want to really cause him in Santa Rosa County, you take that building out. We don't get dispatch. I mean, we'll get to that building, but you call 911 after that, and we're not getting a call.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can spend too much on security, but, you know, you're going to get that from sheriff. But then you have to talk to the county commissioners who they're paying for it, you know, using the money, taxpayer money for it. So, you know, you got to weigh it, but I believe you can't spend too much on security.
All right. Fair enough. And as you say, that is a sheriff's answer, but, you know, it's not that's the wrong answer. That's just, you know, not the balancing interests of how much, right? We're talking to Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for just a second, because I also want to ask you about, you know, storm preparation as, you know, we're seeing these things come and just kind of thinking about that. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still seeing some delays. I-10 eastbound if you're headed between Pine Forest and Highway 29, just a minor delay there. No accidents to report. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. John, back to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. First question is, at this point, what level of awareness, enhanced response, what are you guys doing at this point for a possible Thursday storm?
Well, we're making sure all our equipment is up and running. We're also making sure that the Alpha Bravo shifts are in place in case we need them. And that's basically where half of the patrol guys are working at one time and half are working on the other, you know, which we do during hurricane scenarios. And, you know, I tell all the citizens, you know, just be aware because they're saying, yeah, it's going to hit the Big Bend or it's going to hit right there at Apalachicola and we'll be on the weak side. Well, they also said Hurricane Sally was going to hit Biloxi as a 1, and when I woke up that morning, it was a 2 coming over between Pensacola and Gulf Breeze.
Right.
So just because they say it's hitting over there, that does not mean it's going to hit over there. So just be very aware, watch the Weather Channel for any kind of updates, and just make sure you have all your stuff prepared, you know, your hurricane windows, and get all the stuff out of your yard that could blow and cause damage, and, you know, have your gas tank full and just, you know, be prepared. And, you know, as long as you're prepared and ready to evacuate, that's the main thing, because this is going to be a strong one. They're saying now 3 to a possible 4 is the last thing I heard on the Weather Channel.
Right. I heard Mike's weather page is even putting it up at a possible, of course, at this point, but, you know, 3 to 5. I mean, you know, that it could be virtually anything. So,
sure.
And, you know, I know for, you know, one thing just to remind people about, and again, we don't know whether it's going to come here or not, so we're just always kind of preparing as if. But if something does happen here locally, in the height of the storm, they can't get you guys. You guys are not coming out. You're hunkered down waiting for it to pass too, right?
Correct. What we do is we split up the manpower. Half will be pretty much at Navarre High School. The other half will be up in Milton in our building, and they can withstand Cat 5. So, and then we don't come out until – you know, it at least passes by and the winds dip below like 50 or 60 miles an hour, will come out. And the ambulance and fire, same way, you know, you're on your own to evacuate. And we tell everybody, play it safe. If you're wondering, maybe, you know, if it's getting close to us and they move the track a little bit, what's it going to hurt to leave and go get a hotel room somewhere?
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal and your life is worth everything. So, you know, just watch the Weather Channel and be careful.
And just kind of a last on a, where is your agency at this point? You know, we're 3 days away from anything, you know, likely if it does happen. I assume that at a certain point you tell people, I mean, you're always telling them, hey, be aware, you may have to not go on vacation, right? But I assume I assume that at some point you actually tell people, that's it, we're staffing for this thing, no vacations, you know. Are you at that point yet, or are you still on the watch and wait and see?
Yeah, we're still on the watch and wait and see.
Okay.
And we'll probably, like, you know, a day and a half out, if they change the track, then we'll change how we, you know, set up for it.
Got it.
But usually if it's going to be that far east, if it stays on track, then we're going to have our people ready to deploy, because obviously if it hits as a 4 or 5, it's going to be catastrophic for the Big Bend, and we'll send deputies over there.
Right, right. That makes perfect sense. And I appreciate that you guys are testing your equipment to make sure, because that would be part of a, hey, something might be coming here protocol. So Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe, keeping us informed. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, no worries. We'll see you.
819 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you need to get air conditioning work done, heating work done, plumbing work, electrical, anything like that, Peden, they'll take care of all of those things. There's kind of a cluster of services that all make sense to do them all because they're all sort of related, right? And they do all of those things, you know, starting in Panama City about 55 years ago. They've been in Ellison Field here in Pensacola for quite some time. They've, of course, expanded all the way east to Tallahassee, all the way west to Mobile. Now, last year was Baldwin County, this year all the way to Mobile. So really everywhere along the Emerald Coast, you know, they are available for you. Professional service, good quality products, show up on time, you know, do what they say they're going to do, and then stand by the work with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So you know when you get it from them, they're going to take care of you. And right now, because we're kind of in the end of AC season, you know, as the tropics are, you know, ramping up and we're kind of past all of that right now, $1,000 off any in-stock air conditioning system. So if you need one and they have it, but it's in stock already, and they're trying to, you know, delete their stock so that they can move on to the next seasons of things, hey, $1,000 off, which is a pretty good deal. Service your air conditioning system for the fall to make sure that it's going to work thoroughly all the way through the rest of this hurricane season and whatever heat we have left. Peden, PEADEN.com.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months. Or the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to combine with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, title, and income fee. Big dealer for details.
Big Time Entertainment presents live in concert the legendary Oak Ridge Boys in Pensacola. Members of the Grand Ole Opry, Country Music Hall of Fame, and five-time Grammy Award winners, the Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys American Made Farewell Tour. Sunday, October 6th at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola. Than 30 top 10 hits and over a dozen number ones. The Oak Ridge Boys, one night only.
After y'all come back, salute.
Get your tickets now at the Sanger Theater box office or Ticketmaster.com.
And we will sail away on the wings of love to tonight.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes, I'm setting.
Don't miss the Oak Ridge Boys at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola, October 6th.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Wow, I could have had a V8.
So the person who loves this song would just let it play. The person who's hosting a talk radio show is like, nah, we got to jump in here somewhere.
No, let it go.
It's
let
such
it go.
A great build because it takes forever to get okay. to the hot part. It does. And it's such a great song. By far the best song on that album. Way better than Take On Me. I'll fight you over that. 824 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, four people have died and at least 18 others are injured after a shooting Saturday in Birmingham. Police there believe that it was a targeted shooting, and the target of that was among the four victims. Pope Francis canceling today's audiences. Apparently, he's got a mild flu. A statement from the Vatican says it's just a precautionary measure, and he's just choosing to rest ahead of another trip. And Andrew, one of the biggest shows on TV now, filming for its next season, filming getting underway for the Yellowstone spinoff 1923's next season.
It had the highest viewing ratings of any premiere for Paramount Plus. So, you know, it is in its own league.
And that's Kim LeBlanc. She is part of Film San Antonio. That's where they're filming, apparently, for this next season. And she's hoping that'll bring a big boost for
that's
their
the Harrison
tourism.
Ford one, right?
That is.
Okay,
that
yeah,
is.
We'll watch that. I mean,
it's a good one.
I know I'm not good. Normal on this. We did not enjoy Yellowstone at all, but I really liked the 1883. That was the
right,
like
with
the
Tim
prairie
McGraw.
Crossing one, yeah. You know, where they killed off my favorite main character. But you know, that was entertaining. I thought they might make more of those. And the 1923 one was not. It was somewhere in between. Like, we liked it enough. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Love it. So John Pickens is looking at me with hate eyes, but oh well, so goes.
No, no hate eyes here. I'm just going, you're special, aren't you?
I am absolutely special.
You're very special.
David, you let
fired.
Me down.
Shots fired, John.
You let me down.
Why is that?
You didn't do the story about the Backstreet Boys or the
Oh
NSYNC
yeah,
the,
n- no, the New Kids on the
New
Block.
New Kids on the Block.
That's right. Well, I wasn't done yet,
degrees.
Andrew. The New Kids on the Block are coming back.
All right. Thank God.
They've accepted a residency in Las
Thank
Vegas.
God. Okay, and?
Well, are you excited about it?
I thought you had your line. You had your line. I'm waiting for my line. You had your line.
Oh, I was supposed to do the same line twice.
Yes.
Well, do you think
Make
they're
the bad
too
joke?
Do you think they're too old to call themselves the New Kids on the Block anymore?
There you go. It's a good line. It's all right. All right. So I see. I was working on my version, which is, well, I can't tell the difference between any of these boy bands from the '90s. They're all the same people to me.
Okay.
Like
right.
I really cannot identify them. But following your line of reasoning, the quip, 98 degrees should because you know when you get older, your temperature goes down. 96 degrees.
That's okay. Sweet. Yeah.
Number
yeah.
All right. Backstreet Boys can be front porch boys.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
All right. I like that. And Boys to Men could be just, you know, men.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Yeah.
Look at you.
Subtle changes. They all make sense. I like it.
Well, if the Dixie Chicks can hide who they are, you know, they can just be chicks. And I'm not sure chicks describes them anymore either, but okay, fine. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents.
I mean, at a certain point, you're not a chick anymore.
No.
You're a grown woman.
No accidents to let you know about. I-10 between Pine Forest and Highway 29 eastbound, seeing some delays through that construction zone. Also, if you're on east and westbound Burgess heading from 29 or to 29, just know that there's heavy delays on that one also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I mean, you don't go to the 4 p.m. buffet to pick up chicks.
Well, I mean, it's cheaper. And
no, but the women who are there are not.
Oh, well,
see what I'm saying. 820.
You haven't been to Vegas.
Oh, well, that's a whole different subject. It's 828 here on News Radio 92.3. Stay on target. You know what? We are not going to get a chance to get into this. And so it's been on my list for like 3 days, and I'm tired of having to look at it. Did you see that the nominees to the National Toy Museum came out? The things that have not previously been put in the National Hall of Toys, whatever you call it, Museum of Play, and now they're going to add them. You know, every year there's like 10 contenders, and you get to vote for the ones that you think ought to go in. Well, the list is here, and it's always surprising because there are things on this list, first of all, that you don't, like, how could that not already be in? And then there are other things on the list you're like, that's not even a toy, right? Okay, so here's the list. You ready? The game Apples to Apples, which is a social game, not a strategy or board game, and there are two kinds of people in the world. There's the kind of people that like those kind of games, and there's kind of people that like, you know, Risk and Axis and Allies and Settlers of Catan and Ticket to Ride and those sorts of games. Balloons. The balloon is also in the list. Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Yes.
I love them.
I love them.
Not a toy. It's not a toy.
No, it's a boat.
It's a child's activity. It's not a toy. I mean, there's no world in which you don't throw it. I mean, you could, but that's not the intended purpose, okay? Hess toy trucks are in this list. My Little Pony.
You had one.
I did not.
Oh. Just the way you said it and the way you looked, I was like, oh, you had
I
one.
I would admit it if I did, but
okay,
I did
thank
not.
You.
Phase 10, the game. Pokemon trading card game. Nah. I mean, I never played that either, but you'd got to... You got to give it its due that that's got to go before apples to apples in phase 10 as a significance of a game, right? Remote control vehicles.
Yes.
Sequence, the board game. Hobby horses, you know, the ones that they ride for competitions in Finland. Trampoline. How is a trampoline not in there? And Transformers. Those are your entrants.
Transformers, I
Transformers
totally
has
agree.
To be the number one, right? Yeah. That has to be the absolute must go in. Probably Pokemon and My Little Pony have to go in. I don't know how you keep the balloon out. But is the balloon a toy? I mean, I guess it is. It's a reward. It's a diversion. It's an advertising strategy. It's a toy. All right, fair enough. And I would put those four in. And the remote-controlled vehicle is kind of a broad category. But okay, sure, that one. Those would be my five. Same for you?
Yes, I totally agree.
That's because we're right. They should listen to us.
That's right.
Frivolous topic coming up next. Not about this.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The man accused of planning to kill former President Trump on a golf course in Florida has a bail hearing in federal court this morning. Investigators say he'd written a note about his intentions months ago.
Ryan Ruth appeared in court last week on two gun-related charges, one for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and one count of possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. The two together already carry a possible 20-year prison sentence, but additional charges are possible.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. There are new polls in the presidential race encouraging for both candidates.
A new national NBC News poll over the weekend shows Vice President Kamala Harris leading former President Trump 49-44%. But a New York Times Siena College poll this morning shows former President Trump leading 50-45% in Arizona, 49-45% in Georgia, and 49-47% in North Carolina.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, 78 degrees, sunshine right now. Family members reacting to the sentencing of a woman involved in the altercation that ended with Tierra Binion's death outside of a scenic highway bar just over a year ago.
For me, in the beginning, a lot of this seemed very unreal, and now sometimes I just question my life. And I'm like, was her life even real? Like, how is someone here one day and then gone the next?
And that's the victim, Tierra's sister, Jordan Diamond, who talked with Channel 3. Her sister, Tierra, was killed outside Mugs and Jugs last August. It all started as an altercation inside the bar and spilled to the parking lot. Prosecutors say Christian Ketchup knocked Binion unconscious. His girlfriend, Rachel DeReese, jumped on top of her and assaulted the woman as she was unconscious. Ketchup then accused of shooting and killing her. DeReese was sentenced to 1 year of probation and 60 days in jail for her part in that incident last week. One suspect arrested after attempting to flee from a Florida Highway Patrol trooper on County Road 727. The trooper said he saw the suspect driving recklessly near Stanford Road when he attempted to make a traffic stop. But the Jeep Wagoneer the suspect was driving sped up and attempted to flee. Eventually, the suspect hit a tree in the lawn of a residence. 24-year-old Dante Jamon Walker was arrested on fleeing and eluding and drug possession charges. He's also charged with not having a driver's license. A second suspect fled on foot and is still at large. Two suspects arrested after crashing into five vehicles in a building while they were fleeing from a traffic stop in Escambia County. FHP says that happened when the suspect was fleeing on North 12th Avenue approaching East Jordan Street. The vehicle crashed into five other vehicles and a property. Both the driver and the passenger were arrested. 25-year-old Antione Lamar Smith and 23-year-old Tariq Jamil Watson were arrested on multiple drug charges, including trafficking fentanyl and possession of marijuana. Smith was also charged with fleeing and eluding. There were no serious injuries reported as a result of that crash. Fish and wildlife officers getting an arrest warrant ready now for a boater that reportedly fled the scene of an accident on the Blackwater River. According to a recent FWC report, the boater collided with the tree line. That knocked him unconscious and ripped the motor off of the boat. A witness said once the boater regained consciousness, he threatened bystanders not to call for law enforcement and fled. FWC says they did find the boat and the suspect after the incident. They're now obtaining an arrest warrant for fleeing the scene of a reportable boating accident. Escambia County deputies looking for a teenage girl that's missing. 15-year-old Cadence Jesse was last seen Friday in the 7900 block of Coronet Drive. At the time, Jesse was wearing a gray hoodie and white shorts. If you have any information on her location, contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office. There's a photo of her on the Escambia Sheriff's Office Facebook page. And foreign election interference may become just a fact of life in the 21st century. That a prediction from Marco Rubio yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation. Rubio said that Russia, China, and Iran are all trying to influence voters. He said the Chinese are new and they're laying the groundwork for more expansive operations in the future. The best way to deal with this, Rubio says, is to understand that not everything on the internet is true. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, John Pickens with our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. Seeing some minor delays right now on I-10 eastbound as you approach the Highway 29 exit. Let's see here. Also, no accidents to report. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Beautiful weather today with plenty of sunshine, high near 89, low near 71. For the tropics, we are watching a broad area of low pressure in the Caribbean Sea that has now formed. Tropical depression or tropical storm likely to form during the next couple of days. Still unclear for potential track and intensity of the system, but now is a good time to monitor as we go into the next few days and also refresh those hurricane supplies and make sure you're going over that hurricane plan. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke, and it's a beautiful morning today. Sunshine, 80 degrees in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 77 in Milton. And your money now this morning. Markets are up slightly. The Dow's up 52 points at 42,116. The S&P up 7.5 points at 57.10. The NASDAQ up 17 points at 17,965. 10-year bond rate up, but not by much, at 3.75%. Gold price is up $8.70 today, $26.54.90. And Bitcoin up $262.57 today at $63,260 even. House Speaker Mike Johnson says his chamber's planning a vote this week on a funding bill to keep the federal government open through December. The government's set to begin a shutdown process at the beginning of next month if no action is taken. Johnson said in a letter to colleagues, the legislation will be narrow, bare bones, and just a continuing resolution to address only the absolutely necessary extensions. The three biggest pharmacy benefit managers being accused of artificially inflating insulin prices. FCC says CVS, Health Networks, Caremark Rx, Cigna's Express Scripts, and United Health Group's OptumRx created a system that puts importance on high rebates from drug manufacturers, leading to high list prices for insulin. Motel chain Motel 6 is being bought out by the parent company of Oyo, a hotel contractor based in India. Blackstone Investment Firm, which owns Motel 6's parent company, G6 Hospitality, announced that deal on Friday. They say it's worth $525 million. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
For some of us, it's way more than just hunting. Hunting is one of the best things in life, and Jim's Firearms is proud to be a part of it. Let the team at Jim's Firearms help you prepare for a successful hunting season. With a large selection of shotguns and rifles, you're sure to find one to meet your shooting needs. Jim's Firearms, West Pensacola, corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento Road.
Join the International Paper Foundation on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10. Communications Manager Whitney Fike will be here to talk about the 2024 International Paper Foundation grants. $57,000 will be given out to area nonprofits. They will also discuss their signature causes and recent community involvement activities. That's today at 10 with International Paper and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so I shared with you earlier this morning a very, very, very distressing article that I read about how schools are not making kids read full books anymore, that instead they're reading excerpts and they're telling them what the book has in it before they read it. And I wanted to go. I didn't actually get to the point of crying, but it made me kind of think, oh, man, the Republic is dying. Like, you cannot have deep, thoughtful, educated thinkers that are the basis of a representative form of government. Any kind of democratic form of government needs intelligent, aware, thoughtful, deep people as its citizens. They won't all be, but you need some. And if we're all just reading social media or excerpts from books or, you know, articles online, and we don't read books and have not read books and do not know how to read books, we will not last as a country. That's my belief, okay? So the fact that we're apparently moving away from centralizing the teaching of reading of actual books is a major problem for our society. But it led me to my frivolous question of the day, which is not really so frivolous, but it's sort of in the genre, which is, what was your book? Like, what was the book that got you excited about reading, if you can remember? What was the... It may not be the very first book you read, but... You know, everybody gets excited by different things in reading. And I am very much an advocate of the, you know, let them read the books that they want to read. I mean, I believe in forcing them to read books that are hard for them too. Okay, but kids need to enjoy reading. And I have enjoyed reading for as long as I can remember. But for me, I've been, you know, reading for pleasure for forever and ever and ever. In fact, one of the great laments I have these days, I don't read as much books because I'm reading so much articles and listening to so many meetings. But I have read so many books in my life. Not nearly enough, but I have read a lot. Anyway, so 437-1620, what was the book that got you interested or passionate about reading? What was the book that caught your attention that, you know, you enjoyed that, you know, even if it was assigned that you felt it made you fall in love with reading? And if you can't think of, like, the one, think of maybe one or a couple that kind of get into that vicinity for you. John, do you have a book that's already... And by the way, listen, you are a welcome member of the audience if you hate reading books, okay? You know, I feel sad and sorry, but I understand there's a lot of you, too, whose great goal was to get out of high school or college and never have to read a book again. I don't understand, but I do feel sad about that, but I understand that may be many of you, and that's fine. You know, you're welcome here. John, 437-1620, what's your book that got you in love with, or did you never find one?
No, I had one. I was going to start out with Dilbert Comics, but... remember Dilbert.
I do.
Any John Grisham book is my favorite. Like The Firm.
Mm-hmm.
I was in college at the time, and it was being filmed in Memphis at the time. So it all just blended together, and I highly remember that.
John Grisham books are fabulous.
They are.
And they are compelling, and they're great reads, and there's a reason they sold millions and millions of copies, and they made it in movies because, and as always, the books are way better than the movies. Even though the movies are good, the books are fabulous, right? That's the point. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. What's the book that got you into reading? 437-1620, Little House on the Prairie for somebody. Okay, I can absolutely see that. Somebody out here says The Outsiders by S.E. Hinton. Very good. The Sinking of the Bismarck and Helter Skelter. Oh, interesting. All right. See, and this is part of why you have kids read a lot of different things. Okay? Because, maybe In Cold Blood is the book that gets you interested. Because all of a sudden, true crime. Maybe that's your thing. Okay? Oh, this is... Really? Okay. I'm telling you, this is a... I would never have expected somebody to give this answer. A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. And I'll tell you why. Because, look, it's always the best of times and the worst of times, fine. But nobody usually, when you ask, what's your pleasure reading? Dickens. usually Dickens is punishment. Okay? Normally. Great Expectations. Oh, God. why do I have to? No. Now, on the other hand, something like Mark Twain. Okay? Is sort of contemporary. I mean, it's a little later, but it's Mark Twain. There's all kinds of I remember my mom had one of those a commemorative set of all the Mark Twain, so Prince and the Pauper, and just I read a bunch of those, and man, this is good stuff. That's like the Pulp Fiction of back in the day. Interesting. Charles Dickens. You're the first person I have ever met who said, "Yep, Charles Dickens is what turned me on." Being paid by the dollar, paid by the word. John Pickens got Traffic on the Fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling on Highway 90 through Pace, right around the Pea Ridge area, you're going to see some delays there, just volume traffic. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. And by the way, I don't mean to besmirch your love of Dickens. You're rare. I've never met anybody like that. Hey, if you're thinking about the next vehicle or have been putting it off or kind of in that zone where you're like, man, I do not love what I've got and I'm starting to put more money in it than I want to put in it. Or, it's 4 years old and I want to get something that's a little bit newer but not a brand new. Hey, whatever the case is, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used vehicles. A couple of years, couple thousand miles, good condition, and they stand by it. They've got a 100,000-mile warranty on everything and 10-year warranty on everything that they sell you. So they really only sell you good quality cars, right? And the idea is go look, go see what's out there. And if you find something that's close but not quite, they'll go looking for it. You want a different trim package, you want a different color, whatever the case may be. They go purchase cars all the time, and certainly they have access to resources even across the country that you may not have, and so they can go find the car that you're looking for. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to the question of the day, which is born out of great frustration in hearing that apparently our kids are not being forced or required to read full-length books, but are reading excerpts, and said, look, excerpts are like acquaintances, books are friends. It takes reading the whole book to really get to know the book, the work, the literature, the experience, the connection, all of it, to know that thing. And I'm not necessarily advocating you got to make somebody read Moby Dick or Hemingway, but, yes, at some point they should, but at least full books of some kind. 437-1620, somebody said I loved, but I cried when I read Where the Red Fern Grows. I could see that. Nancy Drew series. Loved how a woman could do the things that she did. Somebody else says Hardy Boys, both. The Babysitter Club as a 90s kid. This person says Gulag Archipelago. Oh, cut your teeth on some Solzhenitsyn. Wow. All right. Dark Matter, too. Although with, inspirational elements, too. Hatchet by Gary Paulson. I don't know that one. Let's see. David Eddings' Bellegarde series. Read them 10 times. Okay, I don't know that one, but you can't know all the books. But I love hearing all these books that you guys are passionate about. When I was about 5 years old, a book called Snowy Day and then The Outsiders. Amelia Bedelia in grade school. Love it. Bread and Jam for Francis. And later on, Watership Down. Oh, Watership Down. Oh, Watership Down is a dark book, but it's a great book. And, it's I mean, it's all about totalitarianism among the rabbits. It's 1984 for, it's like Animal Farm longer with better storytelling. Anyway, it's a fabulous book. Nancy Drew Mysteries. I used to read the Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew, and then the Hitchcock wrote some ones about some kids too that I used to be into. Let's see, 437-1620, what do we got here? Aviation books. I said aviation books. 1984 and the Bible. The Bible's hard. Especially if you start, go through it from beginning to end. I'm on my third full read of the Bible right now, and there's parts. Love it all. It's God's word, but I love parts more than other parts, you know? 1984 is that's one of my probably top three ever favorite books, 1984. Dr. Seuss and Charles Schulz opened the door that led me to Tolkien, Huxley, Vonnegut, Bukowski. Yes, all of this. Yes, absolutely. Oh, Huxley too. Brave New World, among others. Of course, that's a short read too. Huck Finn, Tom Sawyer, when I was too young to know the sociopolitical implications, were just good stories about them being my age. I get that. I totally get that. You know, good books you come back to, right? It's a good story, but you come back to it. And by the way, it's kind of the same thing with Bible stories. You know them, and they carry different levels, and they carry different meaning for you when you're asking different questions at different stages of your life. Somebody here says James Patterson's Maximum Ride, The Killing of Lincoln. I still remember Fun with Dick and Jane. Oh, nice. Love Grisham, Shakespeare, Dickens, Tolkien. Call of the Wild, that's a great book. The Encyclopedia was exciting. Okay, all right. You're weird. You'll put you together with the Dickens person. You guys can have a good time. To Kill a Mockingbird, Green Eggs and Ham. Oh, don't get me started on Dr. Seuss. I have half the Dr. Seuss library memorized. When Tweedlebeetles battle in a bottle in a puddle, it's called a Tweedlebeetle battle puddle bottle. Encyclopedia books at home. Oh, interesting. So I'll tell you, this is going to help somebody. This is going to scare somebody. But I'll tell you, the first books I can remember reading just for pleasure, probably like Ramona books, Beverly Cleary, and Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Who's the author? I just all of a sudden it went straight out of my head. Can't think of the author. You know who I'm talking about. But then I fell in love with Piers Anthony, who wrote a series of books called the Xanth series. Centaur Isle was the first one. It's like magic, and it's Tolkien knockoffs, okay? But, you know, it's fun stuff. But then I would read through everything. My stepdad had all of the Edgar Rice Burroughs Tarzan books. Not necessarily great for the 13-year-old, but I read them all. And then Mac Bolan, the Executioner books. I read all of those when I was a teenager. And if you've read any of those, you know, that's also maybe not the best for a 13 or 14-year-old to read. But what it did is it made me love reading. And that's the key, that's the thing, okay? You want kids to love reading. If they love reading, they'll be willing to read stuff that's harder, more challenging, okay, instead of hating it so much that they run away from it forever. And you don't want that for your kid. Jonathan Livingston Seagull, somebody says, that used to be my second date book. Read a girl, Jonathan Livingston Seagull. It's a good date. Plus you find out where she's at. Hey, I'm married. 852 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs. And they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates the recent winners and finalists in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards.
Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
Faith Chapel Funeral Home and Crematory is humbled and excited to have the opportunity to thank you for once again voting us Best of the Bay 2024. This would not be possible without your support and our wonderful caring staff. They look forward to serving you and our community.
Congratulations to all the Best of the Bay winners.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Did you know the Port of Pensacola is more than just a name? It's the economic engine of Northwest Florida, a strategic powerhouse fueling growth with over 30 top-tier businesses like CEMEX, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and soon, the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the port has been the heartbeat of our region's success, driving prosperity and opportunity. Discover the force behind our future at portofpensacola.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
See, madness, as you know, is like gravity. All it takes is a little push.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out.
Football left to play. 12:37 here in the third quarter. 14-3 our score. Tigers on top. Deep ball is thrown. Corey Scott's got it. Cuts it back inside. He's got a blocker out in front of him. Scott's going to score. And just like that, the Argos flip it. Touchdown, Argos. Stokes to Scott on a 73-yard bomb. And the Argos are right back in it.
Oh, man. It was nice to see him put something on the board.
Sometimes you get what you need. You want to talk about manna from heaven. That was huge.
Well, Kennedy quoting the Bible on this one. Well, referring to the Bible anyway. So the Argos had been down 14-0 against West Alabama. Sorry, 14-3. And they scored that touchdown early in the second half, about 12 minutes to go in the third quarter. So they got a 73-yard bomb from Marcus Stokes to Ja'Cory Scott, and that put them 14-10. Then West Alabama got two unanswered field goals, so that made it 20-10. And then West Florida got a 12-yard pass from Marcus Stokes to Jason Blaylock for a touchdown. So that was 20-17. Then Cade Lombardo kicked the 28-yard field goal, and they tied it with a minute to go in the game. So it goes into overtime, tied 20-20. UWF, Jamontez Woods, 3-yard rush, gets the touchdown first. In college, you go start at the 25, you go, we go. If you both score an equal number, then we go, you go. They reverse the order. So West Alabama also got a 1-yard rush after the hands. They looked like they were going to stop them. West Florida looked like they stopped them, and then they had a hands to the face penalty, gave them another fresh downs, and so they got in to score. So UWF had chances to win this game, but a penalty killed them. And then in the second overtime, okay, West Alabama, 25-yard pass, first play.
Has Jenkins on his right shoulder, two receivers to his right, one to his left, balls on the far hash. First down play. They'll pull it out of Jenkins' belly. They'll throw it to the middle of the field. It's caught. And he's dragging him into the end zone.
He did get the end zone and the two-point conversion. UWF came back and on fourth down and 12 got a touchdown as well. Failed to get the two-point conversion, and that was your game, so they lost by 2 points. Close one on Saturday here at home. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home and trying to decide, you know, is now the right time? What should we do? What's going on in the market? What my realtor, how effective will they be? Well, I was talking to Christine Leavenworth the other day, and she was telling me, she was at a real estate conference, and they were saying that more than half of realtors sell less than one home a year. Less than one a year. And nationally, real estate sales down about 30% from last year across the board. Their own sales, they sold 175 last year. So far to this point this year, they sold 122. So they're still doing quite well at Christina Leavenworth's firm. And, you know, one of the things, like, they're always innovating. Like, one of the things they just started doing is writing love letters from the home to prospective buyers. And it's really kind of compelling. It might sound sort of nerdy, but it really works. It makes the homes distinctive. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.